February begins on the 1st with a code that is very dynamic because it triggers your intuition, your intelligence, your mindfulness, so you can really focus on a wonderful fresh start to the month, especially in clearing your mind and focusing on that ability to listen to your divine download. So it's a very restful day, and fortunately it is a Saturday, so you definitely want to rest, but you also feel inspired to act. So it's a combination of both. So use your intelligence, use your intellect, and use your inspiration to do research and brainstorm new ideas, and then also spend time alone, spend time out in nature if you can, embrace serenity in some form or fashion, be open to some sudden shifts and downloads and unexpected new approaches. The moon trines Jupiter on this first day of February, which is beautiful because it allows kindness and happiness to blend to create this effortless sense of bliss. You feel happy, you feel free to share your heart with others. You have a sense of very beautiful generosity and gratitude in your heart, and that means that gifts and advantages show up for you as well because you're tuned to that frequency and you feel recognized at soul level. So wisdom and love in harmony create happiness, and that's what you feel. So it's a wonderful day for communication, for negotiations, for sharing your feelings with people who care for you, and you feel very magnetic too, which really boosts career advancement. Now, Sunday, the 2nd of the 2nd, 2020, is a complete code of 2. So it's a very special code. And it happens to add up to the number 8, which is actually comprised of 2 circles. So it's a magnificent, esoteric, sacred geometric code of pure connection, balance, harmony, peace, listening, that results in tremendous, powerful, successful outcomes. The 8 is the visionary. It is the leader. So manifestation is guaranteed when you feel that supreme sense of connection and harmony. Today's peaceful and secure quality can, of course, lead to outstanding results. So you want to listen very closely, and then you want to lead. You want to receive. 2 is very much about the back and forth of receiving and sharing. And then you want to act. So inspiration easily translates into immediate manifestation today. Venus is sextile Pluto, which is so magnificent because Pluto is the leadership planet. And Venus is all about love. So strong feelings of love are very much intensified. And you feel exceptionally attractive and magnetic and strong. Companionship is even more important to you as long as you share your life with a special someone. If you don't, then it is truly about your inner creator, your ability to just create at will, to become the creator. If you are in a relationship, love knows no bounds and is deeper than ever. And any relationships, not just intimate, but any relationships evolve profoundly and can reach spiritual heights as well. Sexual bonding is intensified. You want your friendships and intimate relationships to be profoundly real and heart-centered. And this is foremost a connection of creativity. Very, very deep, profound, beautiful creativity. Pluto wants to reveal some very special secrets in your heart. And so you will be sharing those in a creative way or in a relationship way. And it means that you want to dive into the truth no matter what it is. You want to share feelings that are true to you. And that means either in a creative way or with someone special in your life. Monday, the 3rd of February, adds up to 9. Now, this is important because February is a 6 universal month. So we have the complete 3-6-9 triad activated today. And that is the triad of creativity, expression, and love. So it is a wonderful day to use your imagination to be creative, to be loving, compassionate, and express yourself. Communication in a joyful, playful way, being social, sharing your message in any way, shape, or form. 3 and 9 are just so filled with excitement and love and just sharing. And so you want to be playful, you want to smile, you want to feel your inner smile, of course. And forgiveness is much easier now because the mood is just lightened. You just feel very uplifted. So engage with that heightened imagination and passion. Today, Venus sextiles Saturn. And of course, it follows the sextile to Pluto because Saturn and Pluto are still very close together after the stellium. So we have some wonderful days here of Venus activations. Now with Saturn, Venus gets a little bit more serious because Saturn is about fulfilling your responsibilities. But Venus makes it just very fun and creative and productive. So often at this time, when Venus sextile Saturn, you receive the harvest of past efforts. You reap what you've seeded in more challenging periods in your life. Also, any authority figures in your life will take pleasure in your accomplishments now. You may yearn for more serious companionship. You want to feel valued because Venus is about value and love and abundance. You want to feel valued for who you are at soul level. You or your partner may feel the urge for a deeper commitment to the relationship. And any new relationships will not be short-lived because Saturn is all about longevity and commitment. Saturn is the wise teacher. So the age difference in a mentor-student or romantic or friendship may be greater than usual. Business investments are favored now as well, as is paying off debt and starting a savings plan. On Tuesday, the 4th of February, we have a powerful manifestation code. Because we're in a 4 universal year, all of 2020, and 4 is about the ability to manifest. And then the whole date adds up to 10, which is the instant manifestation number. So you can imagine you can manifest with incredible speed today. 4 symbolizes the work, getting practical, getting your hands dirty and working and getting it done, right? Just being active. And 10 is all about your intention setting and allowing those intentions to just actualize very, very quickly. So if you apply yourself today, if you take responsibility, miraculous outcomes will appear. Original ideas are very much in the flow now. They need to be recognized. They need to be applied. Organization and planning are going to help you manifest brilliant insights into real practical results. So you might want to initiate a new project because many breakthroughs can be experienced today. You also want to spend time at home and with family. Remember, we're in a 6th universal month in February, which governs the love of family as well. The moon is opposite to Mars today, and that allows you to feel strong emotional bonds and direction. You want to guard against emotional aggression with this opposition and impatience. It's very creative energy, so you want to channel that energy into some ambitious project. You can make a lot of progress today. If you feel impulsive, just remember to be extra patient today. And you also are very conscious of your intentions, so you want to focus on the emotional activation of those intentions and basically act on your feelings in a positive way. Now, Wednesday, the 5th of February, opens up into an 11 universal date. So the 11 portal is a gateway that is showing the way towards freedom, towards adventure and independence. So this is exciting because since 11 reduces to 2, The independence is also related to relationships, which means interdependence. So you need to be very, very open and flexible in terms of how you relate to people and not get into the drama or into the codependency trap. So you want to be flexible, you want to open up, you want to take risks, you want to stay apart, right? Not invest in any drama at all. And if you do that, you will experience a pivot point today. You may make some quick decisions. You definitely will be tuned into your intuition because the 11 is so intuitive. So trust your inner voice. Move with the messages of the day. They're coming through at rapid speed. And seek open-ended conversations. Be ready for those exciting discoveries. Mercury sextiles Uranus today, so it gives you wonderful powers of observation. It allows your perception of life to be broadened, and it allows you to get inspired by revolutionary ideas. Also, your field of interest expand to include more unusual things to research or do. And you, of course, crave more independence. This Uranus sextile Mercury transit ties in beautifully to the numerology code for February 5th. Now, on Thursday the 6th, we have a double six because February is a six universal month. So this is exciting. It's very much about love and loving more deeply than ever. And just because the whole date adds up to 12, which is a three, you're giving joyful attention to things, and that increases, of course, your inner happiness. Your self-expression, your creativity are on a high. Six and three are in that emotional 3-6-9 triad, so pay attention to your feelings. Definitely express yourself if that's what you feel drawn to do. And also make sure with the double six that you nurture yourself. You will be there for others. Others will definitely need you today, but you need to also do something to uplift and soothe your own mind, body, and soul so that you don't get depleted. A double six definitely enhances the flow of abundance. So it's a wonderful day for financial flow. You want to focus again on having fun, on taking delight in life, because your heart is going to open to those opportunities that the day brings. It is a very, very romantic day. So if you can get out on a date night, a day early on a Thursday, that would be a fabulous thing to do. Now, the moon is opposite to Jupiter, so you may experience some really joyful feelings, a lot of generosity. You feel more relaxed, open to share. Make sure you create boundaries to protect yourself emotionally, and definitely communicate your heart and soul with your loved ones and focus on gratitude and generosity. Now, on Friday, the 7th of February, we have a very interesting code. The 7 is very much the seeker, the number of inspiration, the number of research, of rest. And the number 13 is the divine feminine, the number of transformation in life, death, rebirth, and the lunation cycle and the four seasons. Each season has 13 weeks, so it's tuned into the lunations. So this is a day where you can rest and work. You have to take some timeouts because of the number 7, while also being very diligent and organized about your tasks. You want to set priorities and targets because that'll give you a lot of clarity. Remember, we are looking at the four seasons, the sense of seasonal changes, and spiritual inspiration, which translates into being practical. So you want to concentrate and focus on family and home and home business as well. But definitely take a rest today if you can, or take an early weekend. The moon trines Chiron today, and that helps you understand how emotions can help or hinder your spiritual awakening. So be very, very aware of how you're tuning into your feelings. They really can either enhance or deplete your connection to source. Healing with Chiron trine the moon is very enhanced, and increased tenderness allows you to feel the energy of others, meaning the vibration of people around you is deeply felt today, and it will allow you to move that energy in a positive, healing way. compassion and great balance about the needs of others is enhanced, and you simply respond to others with the compassion of your heart. The moon is trying to Venus as well today, and that's so beautiful because the theme of happiness is reinvigorating this beautiful trine. It's just affectionate. It is just very much about beauty and arts and love. So love touching everything that you do, and also wanting to be social, connecting with others, seeking environments that are serene and feel sensual and beautiful. And that means if you want to beautify your surroundings, clean up your surroundings, bring in more flowers and scents and paintings, and that is a great time to do that. And so it means you really understand the importance of those little pleasures in life. On the 8th of February, on Saturday, we have a code of tremendous courage and vision that allows you to communicate and feel that sense of freedom, which is a big theme today. So any engagements with others must come from this place of feeling free, of feeling, you know, not dependent on them. So interdependency is another big theme. It's a big theme this month and all year long. So your inner confidence is very much enhanced the more flexible and open and non-dependent you are, which allows you to transform. 8 is about leadership, having a big vision, the ability to overcome obstacles. So you just feel especially strong today. So you want to manifest with tremendous joy. The moon is quincunx Jupiter, and that brings a beautiful sense of kindness and happiness. It creates an effortless sense of bliss. You just feel happy and free to share your heart with others. You feel generous. You feel grateful. And that allows gifts and advantages to show up for you because you just are connected to who you are at soul level. So that wisdom and love that shines in you, that just spreads the happiness all around. So it's a wonderful day for negotiations, sharing your feelings with people who care for you, and it enhances your magnetism. It boosts how you feel, which impacts your career as well.